And here is the Writer's Almanac from Monday. It's the 23rd of February, 2009. It was on this day, 1898, the French novelist Émile Zola was found guilty of libel for writing J'accuse, an open letter to the French government accusing them of mishandling the case of Alfred Dreyfus, the Jewish officer in the army who was wrongly accused of giving intelligence to Germany. People were eager to convict Dreyfus because he was Jewish, and he was sent into solitary confinement on Devil's Island, soon after which the government found conclusive evidence that another man, Ferdinand Esterhazy, was actually guilty of the crime. But to save face, the military and the French government produced false evidence to acquit Esterhazy and confirm Dreyfus's guilt. Whereupon Émile Zola, a prolific, popular, well-respected author, 2 days after Esterhazy was acquitted, published his 4,000-word letter, J'accuse, I accuse, on the front page of the French newspaper Le Roi. Zola took apart the case, proved Dreyfus's innocence, Esterhazy's guilt, exposed the government cover-up, and his letter, J'accuse, brought the case to the attention of people around the world, who concluded after reading it that Dreyfus was indeed innocent. Zola was arrested for libel, was convicted on this day, 1898. People screamed, they got into street fights, mobs tried to attack Zola, who escaped to England, where he lived in exile. But in less than 2 years, a new court reversed Dreyfus's sentence, dropped the libel charge against Zola, both men returned to France, and in 1906, Dreyfus was reinstated in the army. It's the birthday of W.E.B. Du Bois, born in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, 1868, a black kid in a virtually all-white town who didn't really notice racial discrimination, he said. He was only aware of it when people visited from out of town. He was smart. He went off to Fisk University, then to Harvard, became the first African-American to get a Ph.D., and he carried out the first serious sociological study of African-Americans to show that poverty and crime in black communities were a result of racial barriers in education and employment. In 1909, he founded the NAACP. And today is the birthday of Samuel Pepys, London, 1633. Born into poverty, worked his way up, became a naval administrator, a member of parliament, and kept a diary for about 10 years, collecting all of his thoughts on matters large and small. And on this day in 1662, Pepys wrote, "This day, by God's mercy, I am 29 years of age and in very good health, and like to live and get an estate, and if I have a heart to be contented, I think I may reckon myself as happy a man as any is in the world, for which God be praised, so to prayers and to bed." Here's a poem for today by Denver Butson, entitled What She Was Wearing. "This is my suicide dress," she told him. "I only wear it on days when I'm afraid I might kill myself if I don't wear it. You've been wearing it every day since we met," he said. "And these are my arson gloves." "So you don't set fire to something?" he asked. "Exactly." "And this is my terrorism lipstick, my assault and battery eyeliner, my armed robbery boots." "I'd like to undress you," he said, "but would that make me an accomplice?" "And today," she said, "I'm wearing my infidelity underwear, so don't get any ideas." And she put on her nervous breakdown hat and walked out the door. A poem by Denver Butson, What She Was Wearing, from Illegible Address, published by Looker Street Press of Brooklyn, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Alistair and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.